Good morning, church. It's so a great pleasure to be able to share with you this morning. I've come prepared. I have my hand gel and I have a set of gloves so that I am able to preach COVID effectively. But I'll probably just put them to one side for now. But we're going to preach this morning. We're going to share the words in Psalm 91. I read this last Sunday morning at the beginning of the service. And it's just a great psalm, which encourages us during this time. So I want you to turn, as she said, if you don't have a Bible, you can look online, or you can even follow it on the screen. We're going to look at Psalm 91. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Let's read it together. For those who live in the shelter of the Most High, those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God and I trust him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though the thousand may fall by your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you, no plague will come near your home, for he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up in their hands so you won't ever hurt your foot on a stone. You will trample upon lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them, and I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you that it is sharper than any two-edged sword. And Lord God, as we look at your word today, Father, we pray that we might find great hope and peace in it, oh God. Lord, I pray for everyone watching this morning. Lord, I pray that your presence may be with them where they are, oh God. Father, that you would take over. Lord, that you would use me as your vessel. And Lord, that you would speak to us and let us know that you truly are God and in all of our circumstances. We give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So there's a story of a man one day who was going for a walk along the cliffside. And one day when he was walking, he actually lost his footing. And he fell down and was sliding down the cliffside. As he was falling, he managed to grab a branch. And so he was holding on to this branch for dear life. He was just trying to make sure that he didn't fall the remainder of the cliff. But as he was holding, he realized his grip was failing him and he was just there was no one around. And so out of desperation and in his fear, he just shouted out, "Is anyone out there? Is anyone out there? Please help me." But silence, no reply. And so as he began to panic, he shouted again, "Is anyone out there? Please, 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 I need your help." Much to his surprise, he heard a great loud voice saying, "I am here. I am the Lord. Do you believe me?" Excited and shocked and probably ecstatic with the potential news that the Lord has heard his prayer, he shouted out, "Yes, Lord, I believe, I really believe. I'm just struggling to hold on." Then the voice called back to him, "That's all right. If you really believe, you have nothing to worry about. I will save you. Just let go of the branch." Quiet fell over the whole valley. And as the man looked up, he thought about that question and he said, "Is there anyone else out there? You know, sometimes we can be in that situation where we're calling out for help, and God even sometimes gives us help, but we are not willing to let go of those things that God asks us to let go of. Sometimes, just like that man, when God says, "I will be there for you, just let go," we struggle to let go because we like control. And I think I'm sure I can speak for many of us. During this time of COVID-19, control is taken out of our hands. And God is saying to us individually and corporately, we all must let go and let God be in control of this circumstance and situation. Where do we place our trust in uncertain times? It's so easy to trust God when life is going well. It's so easy to trust Him when things are going amazingly well. But right now, when things are uncertain, where do we place our trust? You're uncertain about your health. You're maybe uncertain about the financial struggles or about the food or lack thereof. Maybe you're running out of toilet paper. I don't know what your individual struggle is. But maybe you're also in isolation and you're feeling alone. And you might be asking questions like, what does this mean for my family? What does this mean for the economy? What does this mean for my future? Where is God in all of this? And I would say they're probably very valid questions to have. But what I love so much is that when we look for peace, security, and comfort, we can't look at TV, we can't look at the government, we can't look at anything else. Psalm 91 makes it very clear that we must look to God alone. So to give a bit of context on this text, we understand that the author of this passage, Psalm 91, is a bit unsure. They're not entirely sure who wrote the text, but many people would suggest that it was Moses, because it followed the similar writing patterns of that of Psalm 90, which was very much credited to Moses. But the overarching theme of this text is that God is protecting us in the midst of danger. God doesn't promise a world free of danger, but He does promise His help whenever we face danger. He's never promised that our life will be free of issues, but He said He will always be with us, no matter what. And as believers, if you're a believer, if you believe in Jesus this morning, you can take heart that even though we may not be able to fully avoid the dangers of this world, we can live in a freedom knowing that although we may not be able to avoid them, we can live and able to escape the consequences. Because if we have a belief in Jesus, then we know that we can have a lasting peace and an everlasting life with Him no matter what comes our way. Our hope is in Christ. Does it make it easy? No. No way. During these times, it's not easy to always focus on God. John 16, verse 33 says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." Jesus said He has overcome the world. No matter what happens, sickness, death, whatever comes our way, Jesus has overcome the world. So take heart. So then what can we learn from Psalm 91 as we put our cares and our hope in Jesus Christ alone? We must always focus on Him through everything. And so my first point is we must rest in Him. The first point is rest in Him. You should be able to follow it on the screen. You should be able to rest in Him. Verse 1 says, "Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty." The New King James Version of this says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." When everything around is falling, when fear sets in, we must learn to rest in God. We must learn to rest and dwell in that secret place. You know, the most important part of a Christian's life and a believer's journey is not a Sunday morning. Although this is important, being able to share the word, being able to share in communion, in worship, in the word of God, in all those things, although these are important, actually, fundamentally, it's not the most important part of our lives. The most important part of our lives is our daily walk with Jesus. It's our time spent in that quiet place where it's just me and God, where it's just us talking, communing, and where I can rest in His presence and rest in who He is. That's where our foundation is built. That is where we are grounded. When we go to the secret place, when we go to a place where we can find our rest. Verse 4 says, He will cover you with His feathers. He will shelter you with His wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. I love this verse because it speaks of God, just as a mother hen will raise up their wings and cover their chicks when there is danger around. That is what it's speaking about here, that God, in His goodness and in His love, just as a mother wants to protect his chicks, God is raising up His wings, He's raising up His arms, and He's sheltering us, and He's pulling us in to protect us from harm. But how do we do that? How do we rest in Him during this time? Maybe you're stuck at home and you're feeling like you're going stir crazy being at home all the time. Maybe, as Emma said, you're working extra hours with the NHS or some key workers. May we just honor you guys for what you're doing, and may God give you the strength to continue to do it. Maybe you're looking after your kids 24 hours a day, 7 days a week as of next week. Maybe you're feeling alone at home, or actually you're worried about your financial situation because of the changes. 1 Peter 5 verse 7 says, cast all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. When we want to rest, we must cast our burdens and our worries at the feet of Jesus. And we must say, God, take control. Because there is no other. When we have fears and worries that come into our lives, we must cast them before Him. And we must eliminate all hurry and all worry. And just focus on God alone. Verse 14 in the New King James says, because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver Him. I will set Him on high because He has known my name. The Lord says here, because He has set His love upon me. When we set our love on God, this love is not just talking about a love where you hug. It's actually talking about a love where you hold close to. You're hugging tightly, embracing. It's a clinging, it's a cleaving, and it's a passionate perseverance to just embrace your Father. When all things around us are going wrong, are we embracing God? Are we holding tightly to who He is? And at the end of that it says, I will set Him on high because He has known my name. And that is my next point. In order for us to be able to rest in Him, we must remember who He is, because He has known my name. Verses 1 to 2 says, those who live in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust Him. The psalmist wants us to focus ourselves not on anyone else, not on anything else, but on who God is. When everything is changing, when the circumstances around us seem unsure, we know that we can focus on the Lord God Almighty. For He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And I just want us to look at those four words very quickly. The Most High comes from the original word Elyon, and it talks about a God who is higher than the kings of the earth. He's elevated above all things, and his significance of majesty and sovereignty know no end. The word Almighty comes from the original word Shaddai. It talks about an all-sufficient God, mighty, powerful, and able to supply all our needs. The word Lord comes from the original Yahweh and Jehovah, which means He's a promise-making God, and He makes promises, and He fulfills His promises. And lastly, God, Elohim. We see it first in Genesis 1, verse 1, when it says, "In the beginning, God." Before time, before we were even here, before coronavirus, God. In these times, we can hold on to the Master of the universe, the most powerful one, where His greatness and His glory surpass anything and everything that we could begin to imagine. In these times, we hold on to the Lord God Almighty. I was reminded of a story, actually, of, well, when my parents were missionaries in Africa. We were in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and my parents were there for 16 years. But one year in 1994, there was a great change in the political situation in Congo. And one night, we all woke up to the sounds of gunfire over our heads, tchum, 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 with grenades blowing up, you can imagine, with fires in the neighborhoods, with pillaging, with fighting, with all sorts going on, and there was fear and fear and fear. And so the adults, they were panicking, and they were like, okay, let's make sure we gather everyone. So we all came together, and we came together inside the food store, actually, funnily enough, inside the middle of our house. We were all huddled there together, and you could feel the fear. It was tangible, almost like you can when you go out shopping in Sainsbury's or other places. You can feel the fear around you. But actually, what was amazing, that my mum always reminds me, that it wasn't the adults, but it was the kids that remembered to focus on God through it all. My brother first said, "Mum, Dad, I think we need to pray." My sister, being the godly woman that she is, says, "I think we need to read Scripture." So she brought the Scripture to read for us. And then I said, "I think we need to sing and worship God." And we sang, "Be bold, be strong, for the Lord your God is with you." And we sang, and we read, and we prayed. And we reminded ourselves that although chaos was coming around us, our God was always faithful, and He always remains the same. It's so easy as adults to focus on a problem and forget that God is our provider. It's so easy as adults to focus on the mountain that is before us that actually we forget to focus on the Maker of heaven and earth. Psalm 46, verse 1 says, "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble." And Psalm 121, verse 1 says, "I look up to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. He is the Maker of heaven and earth." I look up to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. During this time, I want to encourage you to look up and look upon God. When you're facing financial trouble, look to Jehovah Jireh, for He is your provider. When you're facing sickness, we can look to Jehovah Rapha, who is our healer. When we're facing fear and worry, we can focus on Jehovah Shalom, who is our peace. When we're feeling lonely and isolated, we can look to Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who is present by your side. And when we're feeling like we need a helping hand, we can look to Elohim Azar, the God, our helper. In this time, more than any other, may we be people that focus first on the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, that as we focus on God, the mountains that seem so big will become so small because we realize just the vastness of who He is and all He has done for us. So secondly, we must remember His name. And thirdly, we must recite His promises. Verse 4 said, His faithful promises are your armor and protection. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. And as we read later on in verse 14, it says, the Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life, and I will give them my salvation. That is ultimately what trusting looks like. The psalmist recites what the Lord said. He holds on to the promises. And he speaks to his fear, and he replaces it with the promises of God. Just as David did, in 1 Samuel 30, verse 6, David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. This morning, this week, as we continue, we must strengthen ourselves in who God is and remind ourselves of His promises daily. Because God is faithful to His promises. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20 says, for no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through Him, the Amen is spoken to us by the glory of God. God's promises are faithful. They are yes and they are amen. He brings them into completion because He is a faithful God. And so this morning, I just want us to focus on holding tightly to who God is, to rest in His presence, and to hold on to His promises. And tomorrow, when you're faced with those fears, begin to confess every morning the promises over your life. He will rescue me. He will protect me. He will answer me when I call. He will be with me in trouble. He will deliver me. He will honor me. He will reward me. And He will give me life everlasting. I just want to give an opportunity, maybe as the band come up. I don't know if you're watching this morning and you don't know this Jesus. And actually, when you think about knowing God, you're a bit uncertain because you've never really maybe given your life to Christ. And actually, when everything's going on, it's hard to find that peace. Well, as the writer said, those who live in the shelter, if you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, it's a decision that each and every one of us need to make. And so I want to pray a prayer this morning. If this morning you've joined us and you don't know this Jesus and you want to know this peace that we can find Him, you want to know Him, you want to know His name, you want to know His promises, then I want you to pray with me this morning. And so I'm going to close my eyes and I'm going to pray. And you can pray the prayer out loud with me, wherever you are. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank You for Your word. Lord, we thank You that You died on the cross for us. Lord, even though we were sinners, You still died for us. And so, Lord, I thank You for Jesus. I pray that you would wash away my sins. Come into my life, O God. Take control of my life. Fill me with your peace. Fill me with your hope. I surrender my life to you. Lord God, I thank you. Be Lord of my life, I pray. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer this morning, we would love to connect with you. Please leave a comment, or you could email us at office@buckskin.org.uk or call us on our church number. We love for you to know the peace that surpasses all understanding. May the Lord bless you.